We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our special Christmas episode of Highlight Sports. I'm Jessie. With me is
Vivian,
James,
Zagaras,
Billy,
Yvonne. Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year. What a pity that one of our most famous musician of our Highlight Sports big family. We all know that former producer Tracy is not in our studio today, but we just have listened one of his famous songs called Stormfront. Yeah.
Crazy!
So now let's welcome our freshman Jade, Billy, and Yvonne to share their experience about this semester here.
Okay, every week we are very busy, but every Tuesday I come to this studio, I really enjoy myself. I have lots of friends here, but while cutting my audio, I always found many problems there. So my hope is I could do better in next semester.
Yeah?
Yeah, and improve my English.
Actually, you just did very well. And then let's focus on Billy.
Okay. the reason why I joined this group is because in March 2015, a few months ago, when I first stepped into this school, and my mother heard from broadcasting that. A few months ago, when I first stepped into this school, and my mother heard that some students were broadcasting English in the...
On our campus?
Yep.
So that may be ICQ station.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And my mother said that if your English is good enough, you should join
yeah,
them.
You can do that.
You should be a part
and
of them.
And you are in your second
world. Okay. And so I just want to close in a lot of information about these radio CUC. And when he is asking for somebody new to join the group, I just wrote my name on the list. And
you are the first
one. I'm the first one to come into the group for interviews. And I remember that there was
three guys.
There are Jesse, there are Vivian, there are
Figueres,
and maybe some bigger guys.
Bigger
guys. Bigger, yeah.
A great musician.
Tracy isn't there.
Tracy isn't there, but actually, our four had a very nice talk. I found Vivian is another fan of Drake, and which I think is very rare because there's hardly anybody that I heard is a fan of Drake. There's hardly anybody I know that who knows Drake. They all know Eminem. They all know somebody else, but they don't know that
actually,
musician.
Actually,
yeah.
I like Eminem better.
but you know Drake.
Yeah.
The minute I said Drake, Drake. Oh, okay. You know him. And
Drake,
the first
in the music video of Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
Yes.
They are on the same company. Yeah. Young Money. Okay. And the first football team I watched is Arsenal.
Wonderful!
Yeah. Back in that time, Arsenal was on a 20 or 30 games winning streak of the season. They hardly lose. They were very mighty against any teams. They are Robin Van Persie. They are
Fabregas.
They are Walcott.
Theo, yeah, he's Theo.
And Arshavin. Yeah, a lot of guys. And back in that time, Arsenal was my favorite team, the number one football team in my heart, because I uses them a lot in my FIFA games, and it always wins FIFA games. And about recording those English programs, which I think it really helped me a lot, because the episode one,
The Great.
I remember I know nothing about how to make programs, so I just made a music for it. And you guys just think that it is not suitable. But after you do some demonstration, and I heard what you can do, and I know, wow, that's really better. So I think that in this studio, I gained a lot of knowledge of football to some knowledge of making an English program. So many things, and I know that you guys were very good at studying, so...
Really?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So you guys are just a big role model to me. There's another semester we can do it together in the studio, and I actually can learn a lot more from you guys. And thank you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now let's welcome Yvonne. Would you like to sing a song? Because I think you are definitely better than Tracy.
What song?
What? How about Hate You?
Yeah, more than
and you can change it into La 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 to you.
Hate You?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
Oh! More than a musician.
More than Dong Feng Po.
More than Beatles.
Well done. Well done.
And
well done.
I won't say too much because after learning Spanish, I always mix the English and the Spanish. And during the high sports, I always choose the program Your Man because I
follow the girls.
Yeah.
Because you were the teammate in the volleyball team, right?
Yes. Everybody knows that I love so many kinds of sports such as tennis, volleyball, badminton, and diving.
Six.
So each week on Friday, I come here and made a program.
Friday?
Oh, sure.
Friday?
Tuesday.
We came here.
What's wrong with you?
Friday.
You were here.
Team volleyball.
You play volleyball here?
I think that's the end of you today.
So every Tuesday I come here and made a program. There's no Spanish homework and no urgent business, so I can relax myself, and that's wonderful, and that's all.
Wow.
I remember you got a lot to say, right? You say that I want to say a lot.
You want to sing a lot.
You want to
sing. Yeah.
Do you want to sing another song?
Do not refuse.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Follow
be
your
a
heart.
Man in your man. But I don't know which song to sing. Yeah. 心脏高原.
Jingle Bell?
I know it's Happy Birth called Nothing's Gonna Change For You.
Oh.
West
Life.
Okay, Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I'll never ask for more than your love. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. The world may change my whole my through, but nothing's gonna change my love for you.
Wow! Nothing will change my love for you. Highlight for
okay, next.
Wish you a good girlfriend.
Wish you a good.
Yeah, we'll sing a song for her.
Okay, now let's turn our change our topic to the semifinal of the Club World Cup. You guys all watch it?
Yeah, of course. Goddamn Barcelona.
Green you, it's not a big deal. And you know, Real Madrid lost 4-0 defeat against Barcelona.
Shut the fuck
up. Do you want to say something about them?
So we know that Guangzhou Hengda is better
than... Guangzhou Evergrande.
Yeah, Guangzhou Evergrande is better than Real Madrid.
I'm a real fan of Guangzhou Hengda, Guangzhou Evergrande, and I think Real Madrid just did a bad job in this season. Yeah.
The Real Madrid has got a 10-2.
Yes.
Last night.
Yeah.
That is lucky.
Well. Are you really a fan?
It's not a real game. Yeah. I think that's bullshit.
So we knew during this game, MSN without Messi. Oh, Messi. He just announced that he didn't feel well with his kidneys.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
I think that is bullshit.
Yeah, I think he
really?
Just wants
that's
to,
true.
He is afraid of Zheng Zhi.
So, that guy named Cizai.
Yes, he's right. Yeah, the poor guy.
He knew him. And I think that 3-0 defeat, actually the final result isn't that important, because you can see Barcelona is a really strong team, and it's really hard for Guangzhou Evergrande to come into the semifinals here.
Yes, this is a good job for him, for Evergrande. I think it's a hard job for Evergrande, because he got entered this what word? What happened?
World Cup.
A club World Cup for twice.
You know you're wrong. Club World Cup.
Club World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, Club World Cup twice in 3 years. That's a hard job, and it's really impressive.
Yeah, and I saw the game for a little bit time, and I know that the goalkeeper of Evergrande did
Li Shuai.
Yeah, did a quite good job.
Yeah. Really a good job.
I know the first goal Suarez scored, because he just let the ball slip
out of his
hand. So, yeah, and I think the third goal, the penalty kick, isn't a right decision for the referee.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You can't see a lot about the penalty.
But the goalkeeper really did a great job. I watched the live on her school, and
really
the goalkeeper is phenomenal that day.
Now you guys want to talk about Solskjaer?
Oh,
no.
Poor guy, yeah.
He got injured in his ankle.
Yeah, very bad injury.
Really bad anger.
But Suarez has sent his t-shirt to him.
And that is a pity that Evergrande lost the last game. Evergrande should give him... Evergrande should give him a win to him, for him. But Evergrande failed. What is really... pity.
Yeah, and Evergrande says in the fourth.
Yes, at the fourth, he kind of broke his record. Because the last time he getting this Club World Cup, he got a fourth place. Yeah, either.
So, do you want to talk about the 16th man in the European Champions League? That is Arsenal.
Oh.
Because there are three Arsenal supporters here.
Three?
One, two,
mean?
Three. Aren't you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Used to be.
Betrayer.
So we can talk about the draw.
Yeah.
In the knockout stage, and Real Madrid meet Rome.
First of all, I think Arsenal is a miracle. Yes, because
Arsenal often makes miracles.
last month I talked to Jade that Arsenal got no chance.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yes.
They will.
Wait, it's in our episode 7. 2006.
Yes, I said Arsenal will continuously meet.
I still remember you said Arsenal have no chance, and with this.
Got no chance because it means he should continuously meet the Bayern twice. But he finally got a win.
Yeah, and he needed two clear goals against Olympiacs.
Yes, that's unbelievable.
But as a Bayern Munich fan, I really believe that Arsenal will make this move.
Is this story in this?
And I think
because I think Arsenal and Bayern, they are have some story here.
Really?
If we meet Bayern Munich in the group, and then we in the knockout stage we'll meet Barcelona, and if we meet Barcelona in the group, and we'll meet Bayern Munich.
Mm-hmm. I think this time Arsenal will give Barcelona a good shot.
Maybe a victory.
The flag is here.
Flag here.
So, but we all know, unfortunately, Man United.
Oh,
recent exit from the Champions League.
Yes. And their manager will.
Luis Van Gaal. He's gonna continue cooking his meal.
He's really controversial.
And
his players still believe he's that also.
There's someone just said maybe Valerio will kill United. And he just was sacked by Chelsea.
Yes.
And you can see the last game between Chelsea and. Right?
Yeah.
3-1 victory.
Yeah. And we all know that the players of Chelsea is doing shit. And just doing shit. Very outgoing.
You are like me. So Real Madrid got a good ticket here. He met Roma again.
No. While during the draw, you say you can see Sanadi while he was catching one of the ball out of the bowl. You can see actually he just catch one and then stir and then take it out and it's room. Someone said maybe the officials can control the temperature of the ball so you can just like the drama.
Yes, that maybe there is something, but for me, I don't care what he had done.
Two fours compete.
Yes, the Roma, I think, is really good ticket, a good team to beat.
Well, ready.
The flag is here.
And if Real Madrid is beaten, I will not like Real Madrid. Forever.
Anyway, and you will continue to wonder Evergrande.
Yeah, wonder Evergrande is my forever love.
So, Billy, you want to talk about something in the NBA? You can talk
about
the most unforgettable Christmas game in NBA.
Golden State Warrior just ended this 28
game.
28, yeah.
Because they're
two seasons.
Too tired. No. The reason why Golden State Warriors lost their 25th game is not a result of tiredness, because, you know, Milwaukee Bucks, they have a very top player like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a height of 2 meters and 11 centimeters. And Golden State Warriors like to play small ball because their average height is low, and their center Draymond Green has only 2 meters plus a little. And because Milwaukee Bucks like to move the ball and they play old-fashioned style basketball, and Golden State Warriors like to play fast and they like to shoot 3-pointers. And in that game, Devin Curry is not at his pace, and Klay Thompson is also not at his pace, and Luke Walton is making some wrong decisions in the last few minutes of the game. Because their desires of winning the 25th game is that large, and they have too much pressure in the last few minutes, and you know, they're playing in Milwaukee, and all their fans are supporting the Milwaukee Bucks, and Golden State Warriors is
pretty young. Their main players, there's nobody who has passed the age of over 30, 33. And the result why they lose is their manufacturer and getting tired, maybe one of them. And yeah, they're destined to win their 25th game. But, however, they will continue their winning streak after one lose. And, you know, this year's Christmas game, their Golden State Warriors against Cleveland Cavaliers. You can see Stephen Curry and LeBron James. Yeah, their two great MVP contenders this season were born in Akron, Ohio. And they will have an epic duel in December the 25th, Christmas Day. Christmas Eve.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it.
I won't watch the game.
I want to because I'm having fun.
You have a girlfriend.
So, Yvonne, do you want to tell us something about
diving?
I think we should play you on.
Just say it again.
I want to talk something about the tennis and volleyball. In fact, all tournaments or tennis tournaments have an end on January. The Australian Open is coming, and you know I love the players Radwanska and Ivanovic, and wish two of them.
Wait, Ivanovic.
Yeah, and wish two of them could have a good job. Okay, next I'll talk about the volleyball.
That's too quick.
Fine. You can talk it with Sagaris.
So for volleyball, I think you will be the good center in our volleyball team.
Wow.
And did you see the last match in Beijing?
Well, no.
I have no time, so I didn't see it.
I think you guys are so similar. That's, you know, when you are having a...
Hey. Talk with me. What's your favorite team?
Wait.
No. I'm really trying to watch the volleyball game. I like watching football game.
Oh, wow. Really? I think you seldom watch it during weekdays.
No. I will watch
the highlights.
Huh?
The highlight or the whole game?
Whole game? Oh.
So you watch the 10-2 victory.
I think that's a normal game, but the result is amazing. I can't.
It's amazing.
But the game is bullshit. You can imagine that when this morning when I watched the result in my cell phone. Wow, what happened? 10-2. Whoa. When I click, when I look through the whole passage, I say, wow, Real Madrid is bullshit. Yeah. Real Madrid did a bad job.
Well, back to volleyball.
you're really huge fans of Real Madrid.
Yeah.
They have a 10-2, so you think that they are bullshit. And if they're having a 2-10.
You have a 2-10, yes, Real Madrid did a good job. It's Real Madrid, yeah.
Leave Madrid.
Okay, respective
volleyball.
At first, I think Beijing volleyball team could get a good job, but because they have a great coach, but in fact they didn't get a good job because of their language problem. Yeah, Bayi volleyball team and Liaoning volleyball team get a good job because they have the player Ding Xia and Yuan Xingyue. Because they have so many players in national volleyball team, and so I think that Bayi volleyball team could get a championship again. You know that on the volleyball court there are so many miracles because the players' mentality will develop and develop whatever better or worse. So each team may get a championship, but I support Bayi volleyball team because
I'm pretend to understand.
I pretend to understand.
And I can feel
because we
Spanish words spraying out of Ivan.
Because we don't have over 10.
Okay.
Oh, so that's the reason. Is there any volunteer team in Shandong?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Now it's Chinese, Spanish, and English.
Yeah.
Three multiple languages.
No, we don't have Spanish. That's not a Spanish program. I will try to speak English.
Like you Spanish. Can give a last thing in Spanish.
What? What kind of Spanish?
Christmas blessing to the audience. Spectator.
Well, Feliz Navidad. That's Merry Christmas in Spanish.
Okay. Okay.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz means happy or merry. Navidad.
Congratulations to Yami for going to elect you to best performing thing. Yeah, that means a lot, really means a lot. And that means that Houston Rockets were retired his 11th jersey. And that really means a lot to a Chinese basketball player.
Yes, that's a new monument.
Yeah, a new monument.
Yes, for Chinese basketball.
You know, the game in Friday. Liaoning against
Xinjiang
after the game,
yeah.
After
a 7-year-old wins, boy.
It wins the game, and when Guailun was walking through the player's entrance, and there's
a
strange guy who threw a bottle right at his
eyeball.
Yeah. And they're only a few centimeters close to his vision, and he almost lost his vision, and fortunately there's nothing wrong, his eyes is okay, and he will back in a few games. But you know, this action, I really want to say about it, because a player is threatened out of the court, they are safe on the basketball court, but they're getting injured from some out of court issues. Playoff game last season in NBA, Atlanta Hawks against Washington Wizards. When some Hawks players were hanging on the street, and some policemen were caughting some killers, some thieves on the street. They see some people in black skin, so they thought that they might be one of the suspects. So they just point the gun at them, and the players get angry, so they just had a street fight. And some players had some broken bones and some injuries. A few Hawks players cannot play the playoffs, and the Hawks finally loses to Cavaliers and lost their chance to step into the NBA Finals. And some issues like that, I think, people should really think about it. A player should be safe, whether they're on the court or whether they're off the court. And, you know, every player should be treated safely. You cannot judge them by their color.
Okay, well, from listening our freshmen here, Jade, Billy, and Yvonne, and after talk their experience in this video CUC, we just focused on the European Champions League and also the semifinals of the Club World Cup, and then we talked about something in the NBA, and also volleyball and tennis. So that's all for our special Christmas episode of Highlight Sports, and we wish you a
Merry Christmas
and Happy
New Year!
Bye bye.
See
you next time.
Christmas comes. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。